Economic forecasters expect the health information technology industry to grow $500 million over the next 5 years. Angie Petty is Senior Principal Analyst for Industry Analysis, and Kira Fussell is Senior Research Analyst at Dell Tech, my guests on Industry Chatter today. Dell Tech is looking at a federal plan to modernize the nation's healthcare system as the big driver of the economic growth that I talked about. Thank you very much for being on the program today, ladies. I want to start with you, Angie. What is driving all of this, and where do we expect to see this spending coming from? Thanks for being on today.
Sure. Thanks, Francis. Well, and as you mentioned, we are seeing some growth in federal health IT, and that's great news, especially as you probably know, the overall federal IT market we see softening. So we think federal health IT is going to grow from $4.3 billion in FY14 to $4.8 billion in FY19. And much of this is being driven by the rise in national health care spending. If it stays unchecked, we see that could reach $5 trillion by 2020. And the federal portion of that could be $1.5 trillion. So we see agencies investing and very highly motivated to invest in things like electronic health records and analytics to try and lower these costs and improve citizen health.
Now, Angie, some of the agencies that we think of off the top of our heads, VA, Defense Department, HHS, are the big drivers here. And you mentioned the electronic health record system. Do we expect a big chunk of this to come from DOD's procurement of an EHR system that is supposed to interface with the VA system? Is that where we might see some of the biggest numbers?
I think we will. And actually, I think Kira was going to talk a little bit about that section if you want to, Kira.
Obviously, one of the big initiatives there is going to be around the VA spending on VISTA and the DOD spending on their DHMSM, or the Healthcare Management System Modernization, and initiatives around modernization and interoperability there are certainly going to fuel a lot of funding.
The interoperability effort is one that agencies have talked about from a number of different perspectives. Do we have a sense yet of how they're going to go about doing that and how they're going to ask industry to help them go about doing that? Or is that still something that we're waiting to get details on?
I think this is Angie. We're still waiting to get details on that. They said years ago where they were going to try and just DOD and VA were going to both replace their EHR systems, and decided in February of 2013, if I'm remembering correctly, to go a different route where DOD is going to procure their own commercial off-the-shelf system, and VA is going to march down a different road with VISTA, but they still have plans to have these systems talk together. And it's my understanding that it's, rather than having it be an in-depth architectural way of interoperability, it may be more on the top layers of accessing the records.
I'm struck by the agencies across government, ladies, that are involved in the healthcare IT procurement business that I never expected to be. I spoke to some folks from Immigration and Customs Enforcement not too long ago, who just deployed an EHR system of their own for detainees. And we're seeing opportunities, or becoming more aware of opportunities, all across government. Where are some of the other agencies besides the big three that we mentioned, HHS, VA, Defense Department, that are going to either get into this business or get bigger into this business in the coming years that vendors should be paying attention to?
Sure. This is Kira. So first I'll say that when we look at the health IT market, we segment it into three categories, focusing on providers, promoters, and payers. The provider segment includes organizations that provide medical and dental care, as well as eligibility determination and beneficiary enrollment, like the Defense Health Agency and the Veterans Health Administration. Then the promoters include organizations responsible for clinical investigations, biomedical and medical and genomic research, public health science and policy, public health education. And this segment is really dominated by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the Food and Drug Administration, the National Cancer Institute, and the National Institute of Health. And then you have the payers, which handle functions like claims processing and managing healthcare costs and utilization. agencies engaged in these sorts of activities include the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, again, at the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Defense, Office of Personnel Management, and Social Security Administration. So as you noted, this is an activity that is pretty far-ranging in terms of the types of organizations that are engaged in it. And we actually have a couple of different types of takeaways for vendors based on those segments.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go next, is how do the kinds of things that I should be paying attention to as a vendor vary depending on whether I'm dealing with a provider, promoter, or a payer?
So within the provider market segment, that is where we're expecting to see the most year-over-year growth. That's largely due to what we just touched on earlier with the Veterans Affairs and Defense Department electronic health record systems and their interoperability initiatives, as well as the Veterans Affairs efforts to improve access to care. Within the promoter market segment, we're just expecting spending to really remain steady over the next 5 years. And then when we get into the payer market, that's really dominated by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And major opportunity areas in that segment are going to be focused on data management, analytics, cloud adoption, privacy, security, and storage. And looking at sort of opportunities at other agencies to watch, though, when we talked about the promoter market segment a minute ago, as the promoters for public health, these government health departments and agencies are charged with protecting citizens from a variety of health risks like communicable diseases and bioterrorism. They also promote public wellness through campaigns targeted towards reducing smoking, diabetes, and obesity. So advances in technologies allow us to and agencies to collect, store, and compare data, conduct research, and analyze huge amounts of information, make this market segment really fascinating in an area where we expect to see a lot of development. So, for example, biomedical research data is starting to amass at a rate that can't even be handled by traditional IT systems and tools. And agencies are trying to look for and identify innovative methods to store, retrieve, and analyze their increasingly expanding data sets. For example, the National Cancer Institute is testing a cloud-based infrastructure to process, store, and analyze massive amounts of genomic data sets. And over at NIH, so the National Institutes of Health, they're looking at grants to develop new technologies and strategies to really delve into biomedical big data.
Kira Fussell and Angie Petty of Deltek on the strategies for health IT targeting in the coming years. Angie, Kira kind of touched on one aspect of where I wanted to go next. I wonder if we have a sense yet of how much of the agencies are going to be plowing their money into modernization and automation of existing systems, and how many of them are going to try to get off legacy systems and build new infrastructure. Do we know much yet about how that breakdown will occur?
I think that we all understand they're hampered by their budgets. Even though we see this as a growth market, it's still not skyrocketing. So agencies are under pressure to try and do what they can with their allotted IT budget. For example, some of the congressional and administrative mandates and policies really didn't put any money into federal agencies to do some of these things, like the High Tech Act that's mainly funding providers in the commercial world, and the same with the federal health IT strategy. So agencies are trying to do a little bit of both. They're trying to modernize their existing systems where it makes sense. And then what we've seen, some of the things that Kira talked about with using cloud and big data, they're trying to do that in very small amounts. So I'm taking it a step at a time rather than investing in a very large and expensive system right off the bat.
And Angie, I want to go back to you. We talked a moment ago about some of the areas where agencies are going to be spending more in health IT in the coming years. And you mentioned a couple of the buzzwords that we hear a lot. We talk all the time about big data and cloud and all of these things. Do we know yet if there are specific moves that agencies are making in those areas, or are they just anticipating making those moves because those are areas of a lot of increased focus across the federal acquisition space?
I think they're making some of those moves for economic reasons and also for efficiencies. For example, as Kira mentioned, with some of the big data and trying to do things in a cloud environment, it allows agencies, especially some of the HHS agencies like NIH and CDC, to analyze large sets of data that they may have never been able to do before, and to do it in a way that's more economical by using cloud, if they're able to have some of these pilots be successful.
Kira, the essence of what agencies are trying to get at is obvious, and Angie just nailed it, and that's budget. What can we expect to see agencies try to do? Maybe that's that they're just in the process of figuring out for themselves, but beyond big data and cloud and some of the obvious choices, that might be places that companies can expect to see agencies go.
Well, one of the underlying pieces of all of this is around health IT infrastructure. So there's a lot of activity around consolidation and standardization of infrastructure to facilitate system interoperability and exchange of health data. And along with that, there's data aggregation, like collecting and incorporating data from various devices and sensors, which facilitates real-time health information, which can then be used in data analytics and efforts like that. There's also a lot of interest in application software, you know, in terms of processing claims and allowing for mobile access to medical and healthcare information. There's a demand for, you know, professional services associated not only with data center facilities and storage, but also with, you know, technical support for some of the web-based training or ordering systems that are being used.
How will the services that agencies will look for in the health IT area differ, if at all, from the kinds of IT services they're looking for in other areas of specialty?
Well, in some cases, you know, where there's demand for interoperability, it will, you know, that will bring an additional skill set or knowledge-based requirement to those areas, as well as, you know, where they're looking at system maintenance or ongoing support and enhancements to existing data systems. You know, there's a demand for that knowledge around the security and privacy requirements that are obviously going to be part of healthcare systems as well.
Is there an area in any of this, and this either of you can answer this question, is there an area in health IT spending that even to someone who is in the market, what you expect to see in the coming years might not be obvious, where somebody might say, well, I hadn't really thought of that before, but it makes sense once you examine it?
Well, we consider health IT, it's sort of in a broader spectrum than maybe some areas of the market. For example, and Kira mentioned this from the promoter perspective, when HHS or other agencies are trying to get information out to the public and citizens about improving health and how to combat diabetes and quit smoking and things like that. So we would consider their websites, for example, part of the health IT investments. So that's an area that most people may not typically consider health IT. And just since I touched on that part, HHS is doing some really interesting things with the HHS Buyers Club,
mm-hmm.
Related to updating some websites and trying to fulfill some requirements in a much speedier fashion than the normal procurement process. So we hope to see some of those new tactics relate to other areas of health IT.
What else should we be paying attention to in the next, especially in the next 6 months to year, but throughout the course of the report that you lay out, which is 2014 to 2019? What else haven't we touched on yet that people should pay attention to?
Well, I think one thing that we haven't touched on, and it's not completely clear how this is going to transpire, but CMS, as we had talked about, is a huge owner of the payer part of the market. And we really see a move to the pay for health rather than pay for services. So being able to compensate providers for improved health rather than just for this test or this diagnosis or, you know, whatever service is being performed. So we're not completely clear how that's going to all pan out, but we see that as one area of the market that will change over time.